At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
You're tuned in to the Active Action Podcast. Step into a world of engaging conversations with leading experts, where every episode is your chance to learn, grow, and stay inspired. Whether you're here to discover fresh insights or simply be entertained, we've got you covered. Visit activeactionpodcast.com to explore all episodes. Active Action Podcast, where voices inspire and entertain.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Active Action Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Nazif, and today we are diving headfirst into something that touches every single one of us, and that is fear. Specifically, how we can overcome the fears that hold us back and build genuine, lasting confidence. If you're tuning in right now, I've got a hunch that maybe there is a goal you want to chase, a dream you have been putting on hold, or perhaps something in your life you know you need to tackle, but fear is whispering to you, and it's saying, wait, not yet. Let's change that narrative today. Let's break down these walls together. Before we jump in, I want to say this. Fear isn't an enemy. It's a natural human emotion. It's your mind's way of trying to protect you. But when fear starts dictating your decisions, when it's no longer just looking out for you, but actually holding you back, then we actually have a problem. And I want to help you solve it. So grab something cozy, maybe a cup of tea or coffee, settle in, and let's explore how to move from fear to courage, from self-doubt to self-belief. Let's start by acknowledging that everyone deals with fear. And I mean everyone. Athletes, entrepreneurs, artists, parents, students, and leaders. No one is immune. The difference between someone who gets stuck and someone who moves forward isn't the absence of fear. It's their relationship with it. The good news is that our relationship with fear is something we can change. I remember a time not too long ago when I was considering a big career move. Starting from this very podcast, in fact, I was terrified. I wondered, who's going to listen? What if no one cares what I have to say? What if I fail publicly and everyone sees it? Fear was doing its best to convince me that silence and inaction were a safer thing to do. So then what changed? Eventually, I realized that the possibility of never trying, never knowing was more painful than any potential failure. I'd rather deal with a stumble forward than a standstill. And let me tell you, that mindset shift changed everything. So what is fear, really? At its core, fear is your brain's alarm system. It's doing what it's biologically wired to do, keep you safe. Way back when we were living in caves, this was great. Fear kept us from getting too close to cliff edges or from poking a sleeping saber-toothed tiger. But now our fears are often less about immediate physical danger and more about perceived threats, embarrassment, rejection, judgment, and failure. The tricky thing is your brain treats these social and psychological fears like real dangers. Your heart might race at the thought of public speaking the same way it would if you ran into a wild animal. Understanding this helps you see fear for what it is, a signal, not a stop sign. It's your body radar picking up on uncertainty, and it's okay. The goal isn't to eradicate fear, it's to learn how to respond to it in a way that keeps you moving forward. Let's break down some common fears that hold people back. One I hear a lot is the fear of failure, that worry that if you try and don't succeed, it will confirm every nagging doubt you have ever had about yourself. But here's the truth. Failure is a feedback. It's information you can use to improve. Think of a time like learning a new skill. Think of it like learning a new skill. Nobody wakes up one day and flawlessly plays the guitar on their first try. You hit some wrong notes, maybe your fingers cramp, but you learn from that. Each attempt brings you closer to competence. Another big one is the fear of what other people might think. This is huge in an age of social media where everything is public and can be scrutinized. But let's put it into perspective. People are far more focused on their own lives, their own insecurities, and their own fears than they are on your choices. Yes, some might judge, but their judgment does not define you. Often, the loudest critic is that internal voice you carry around. If you can learn to quit that, you're already halfway there. There's also the fear of success. It sounds odd, but it's real. Sometimes we fear that if we succeed, we'll set expectations too high and won't be able to maintain them. Or maybe we fear losing relationships if we outgrow certain comfort zones. But trust me, true friends, true supporters want to see you shine. Success might shift your landscape, but it also expands your horizons and your capacity to do good. So, how do we face these fears head on? One approach is to start small. If you're afraid of public speaking, don't jump straight into a TED Talk. Start with a small group of friends or even practice alone in front of a mirror. If you're afraid of asking for a raise, start by articulating your value to yourself, writing down your accomplishments, and practicing a confident speech. Small steps build momentum. That is important. They shrink the mountain of fear into manageable hills. It's also helpful to reframe your fear. Instead of seeing fear as an indicator that something bad will happen, see it as a sign that you're stepping into growth territory. Fear pops up when you're on the edge of your comfort zone. That's exactly where growth happens. Getting comfortable with discomfort is key because the more you stretch, the bigger your comfort zone becomes. Over time, what you seem terrifying becomes a routine. Now, let's talk about confidence, because overcoming fear and building confidence go hand in hand. Confidence isn't about being fearless, it's about feeling the fear and taking action anyway. It's about trust, trusting that you have the capacity to learn, adapt, and handle whatever comes your way. One myth I want to bust right now is that confidence is something you either have or don't have. That's not true at all. Confidence is a skill you develop. Just like learning to ride a bike or play an instrument, you can increase your confidence through consistent practice. You build it up by taking small, consistent actions that prove to yourself you can handle challenges. Consider this. Every time you try something slightly scary and survive it, which you usually would do, you get a small deposit in your confidence bank. Maybe it's introducing yourself to someone new at a networking event, or finally hitting publish on that blog post you've been sitting on. Every action taken despite fear is like doing a rep at the gym for your self-belief muscles. Over time, those small wins add up and you start to realize that yes, you can handle more than you thought. Yes, you are capable. And yes, you can learn from your mistakes. And suddenly, fear loses a bit of its power. It becomes less of an intimidating giant and more of a passing cloud. Now, let's dive into some practical strategies for overcoming fear and building that inner confidence. First, you have to acknowledge your fear. The first step is to notice and name what you're afraid of. When fear is a vague feeling, it has too much power. Labeling it helps. Maybe say, I'm afraid of applying for this promotion because I'm worried I'll be rejected. Now the fear is on the table. It's specific. Once it's specific, you can address that. Next, challenge your thoughts. Fear often comes with a narrative. If I fail, it will be humiliating. Or everyone will see me mess up and never respect me again. Write these thoughts down. Are they rational? How likely are they really? Often you put these fears on paper and you'll see exaggerations. Ask yourself, what's the worst that could happen? And then, how would I handle it if that worst case did happen? You'll find you're more resilient than you think.
You are listening to the Active Action Podcast. Visit activeactionpodcast.com to explore all episodes. Active Action Podcast, where voices inspire and entertain.
Then shift your perspectives. Instead of focusing on what could go wrong, consider what could go right. Ask, what if I succeed? Or what if I learn something valuable? Visualizing positive outcomes can give you the motivation to push through fear. Then create an action plan. Overcoming fear isn't just about a mindset. It's also about action plan. Break your goal down into tiny steps. Instead of saying, I want to start my own business, say, today I'll research 3 potential business ideas. Tomorrow, I'll draft a quick business plan overview. Action builds confidence because it transforms fear into forward motion. Then seek support. You don't have to face the fear alone. Talk to your friends, mentor, coaches, or support groups. Hearing, I believe in you, from someone else can help shore up your belief. And sometimes just voicing your fears out loud can reduce their intensity. If a friend asks you for advice on overcoming their fear, what would you tell them? Often we are kinder and wiser coaches to others than ourselves. Borrow some of that compassion and apply it towards yourself. Practice mindfulness and relaxation techniques. Fear often manifests in the body, racing heart, tense muscles, and shallow breathing. Training yourself to calm down physically can help your mind follow suit. Deep breathing exercises, meditation, or even a quick walk around the block can help reset your nervous system and give you clarity. Now, let's talk about developing a growth mindset. This concept, coined by psychologist Carol Dweck, is about believing the abilities and intelligence can be developed through hard work, good strategies, and input from others. When you adopt a growth mindset, fears become less about I can do this and more about I can't do this yet. That little word yet is powerful. It's very powerful. It implies possibility, learning, and eventual mastery. Even if things don't go as planned, that's not a verdict on your worth or your ability. It's just part of the learning process. With a growth mindset, every failure is a stepping stone, not a dead end. Another way to build confidence is to celebrate your wins, no matter how small they are. Did you speak up in a meeting when you usually stay quiet? That's a win. Did you finally send that email you have been dreading? It's a win as well. Every positive action taken despite fear deserves recognition. Reflection on these wins regularly helps anchor the idea that you are capable, resilient, and moving forward. And don't forget the power of role models and mentors. Think of someone who embodies confidence in you. Study how they think and behave. Ask yourself, how would they handle the situation? It's not about copying them exactly, but adopting the attitude and strategies that help them navigate fear. We are all standing on the shoulder of those who came before us. So let their example guide you. I also want to remind you that building confidence is not a one-time event. It's not like you wake up in the morning and you're fearless forever. Confidence ebbs and flows. Even the most successful people have moments of doubt. The difference is that they have learned how to handle that doubt. They expect it, and they have systems in place like self-talk, routines, supportive communities that can help them bounce back quickly. This is why self-compassion is so crucial. You will slip up. You will have setbacks. That is not a reflection of your worth. It's just a reflection of being human. Treat yourself as you treat a good friend who's struggling with kindness, understanding, and encouragement. Fear is hard enough without beating yourself up over feeling it. Let's do a quick exercise right now. Think of something you have been afraid to do. Maybe it's asking someone out, applying for a dream job, starting a new project, or learning a skill that intimidates you. Visualize that action clearly in your mind. What is that one small step that you can take today, right after this episode, that moves you in that direction? It doesn't have to be huge, just something that says, I'm not letting fear decide for me anymore. Now picture yourself doing that successfully, or at least trying it wholeheartedly. Imagine how you're feeling afterwards, proud, relieved, and stronger. That feeling is a glimpse of confidence, and it's available to you right now. When you take action despite fear, you're literally rewiring how you see yourself. Over time, you go from someone who's held back by fear to someone who acknowledges it and still moves forward. We have covered a lot of ground today, and we talked about what fear really is, why it's so persistent, and how to break that. We discussed strategies to tackle fear head-on and practical steps to build confidence from the ground up. We also explored the power of reframing fear, adopting a growth mindset, and the importance of celebrating your win, seeking support, and practicing self-compassion. If there's one message I want you to take away from this episode, it's this. Fear is normal, but it doesn't have to run the show. You have so much more power than you realize. You can acknowledge your fear, understand it, and then choose to act in ways that align with your goals, values, and dreams. With each courageous action, you're training yourself to be more confident. In time, what once felt impossible will become a second nature. As we wrap up, I want to invite you to put some of these ideas into practice right now. Pick one thing. Maybe it's a challenge, a negative thought, or taking a small step towards a goal you have been putting off, and commit to doing it today. Tell yourself, I'm capable, and I'm worthy, and I can handle this. And remember, you are not alone. Fear is something all we share. We can all learn to manage it better. In fact, if you want to share your experience, drop me a message on social media or send me an email at activeactionpodcast.com. Let me know what you're working on, what fears you're tackling, and how you're building that confidence muscle. I'd love to hear your stories and cheer you on. And if you have a successful story on how you overcome your fear, then I invite you to be a guest on my podcast. Maybe we can sit together, chat, and inspire others. Thank you so much for spending this time with me on this episode of the Active Action Podcast. I hope today's episode inspires you to take that brave next step. If you found it helpful, please share it with a friend. Leave a review, subscribe, and follow so that you don't miss future episodes packed with insights and encouragement. Until next time, keep challenging yourself, keep learning, and remember, fear might be loud, but your courage is always louder. Thank you again. I'm Dr. Nazif. I'll meet with you in the next episode. Take care till then.
Thank you for joining us on the Active Action Podcast. We hope today's episode gave you some entertainment, fresh perspectives, and a little extra motivation to take action in your own life. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And if you enjoyed the show, share it with someone who might love it too. For more episodes and updates, head over to activeactionpodcast.com. Until next time, keep smiling, stay inspired, and keep making your mark. This is the Active Action Podcast, signing off.